Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. I'm fresh off returning from the Contractor Fight annual planning meeting down in Texas. I gotta say, I am pretty fucking pumped about next year, as much as I don't like wishing my life away. You might be wondering two things. One, how can a planning meeting be exciting? You know, this is the first time I've ever really felt this way, but the buzz I'm feeling is on par with how I felt after we returned from our Mile High Profit Summit as well. It's just one of those mindset shifting events that I know will propel me into the next year. So it's cool. But the reason it's on Friday Fails is that I realized last week that as much as I've been incorporating company meetings into my business and working on evolving that and communicating with my team, I suck at it because what happened down in Texas was just eye-opening, and the results and the cohesion of the team coming out of it, I just unparalleled. I didn't expect anything nearly as good as this. So that's what I'm talking about today. You know, we always talk about we're the sum of the five people we hang out with, right? So if you surround yourself with FWs, you will by default kind of become an FW once you're in their orbit. And the fight team really embodies that to the fullest. It's super tangible for me. And what I thought was really cool about this is that Tom had us do a bunch of assessments before we went in. There was a standard DISC test, which was actually a much deeper variant than I've done in the past, and another one called the Colby test, which describes how you do things, not how you feel, not how you think, but how you do, how you act. And we went over the results from everybody in the team, what that means as far as how we think, how we act, and identify these things. It was kind of a game where we throw it up and we predict who it was based on the test scores, which was a lot of fun. Gus helped us learn a little bit more about each other. But the magic that really happened from that, and I hate these fucking tests historically, so just don't think I'm geeking out from that angle, was that we then, instead of focusing on each other's faults, and Lord knows we all have plenty of them, we use this data to celebrate the uniqueness and the strengths that each of us have and how to take those traits and incorporate them into our interactions in a way that just propels everybody forward, as opposed to what typically happens. People identify a fault or a characteristic that somebody doesn't have, and then they try and level up that fault. And, you know, we know what happens when you multiply by zero, right? Nothing fucking happens. And this new approach was really fresh to me. And once we went through it, and over the next couple of days, watching the way the team interacted, it was truly a mind-shifting approach, I think, for everybody. I don't even think Tom knew he was quite getting into when we went down that road. Another great aspect of this meeting was Tom had just recently completed an intensive coaching session for himself, because yes, he's always investing in himself as well, with Ben Newman. If you don't know who he is, do Google. I can't do him justice here on the podcast, but the guy's a fucking force of nature. Tom and a bunch of other FWs went down there to St. Louis and came back with just a head full of great ideas. And I can tell a change in him as well from that. But I'm grateful, most grateful for that experience, because like all great leaders, what Tom did is he took what he learned and then he shined it on his team with us when we're down in Houston. So he's turned all the coaching tips he got and swung them around and directed them back at us. And he's now just transferring the knowledge downward. You know, he doesn't sit up on ivory tower thinking he's the king of the world. Well, he does, but he doesn't think about that in this respect. And he's taking the time to not only coach us up in Texas and figure out some ways and some actions we can take to be more effective day to day in our personal and our business lives, but he's also going to dedicate 30 minutes of one-to-one coaching for all of us every week as well, which if you ever spent time with Tom, you know is worth its weight in gold. And I'm super excited and grateful for that outreach as well. The other great thing that came out of it, this thing was just mutual clarity. You know, the fight is an incredibly open and kind of a safe space. Pretty much tell each other everything because, well, you know, we coach mindset, we coach openness and authenticity, and we practice what we preach. And to that end, you know, once we went through these tests and identified each other, we had a great conversation about where we were in 2021, which was a great year. We doubled our business and we talked about what was good, what was bad, where we could improve, how we can realign some roles and set our sights on the following year. And the result was a couple of great instances. You know, for one, Tom and I had been talking, and I'm sure he's talking to Neil as well, about a sales goal for next year, but it wasn't really widely discussed in the group. And when we're all together, started chucking through all this stuff, looking at opportunities, and the top line number was right what Tom was thinking until some other ideas popped up that bumped it up another 25%. And it seemed so natural, and it was natural because we were all completely in sync, like women running off to the bathroom together or whatever. And we just had eye on the prize and the information flow was phenomenal. Partially, I think, because one, we're a remote company, right? So getting ourselves together is huge just as far as synergy is concerned. But I don't know, the bond and the rapport and the energy in the room really just took it to a different level from our normally really effective weekly meetings. So that is kind of the sum of Friday Fails. Hopefully it inspires you to improve your team meetings. It was, as I said at the start, very eye-opening on how mediocre my team meetings have been to date. You know, I always do it like the typical tailgate safety meeting, talking the guys up, give them a little bit of coaching point, that type of thing. But what was different about this event was we were completely off-site. I mean, we're in a completely different state for Tom, Neil, and I. The back end of the business all live in Texas, so it was easier for us to go to them than for them to come to us. But we had a great hotel right on the bay, had some great dinners out together. We're just completely unplugged from the daily bullshit. And as a result, we're able to make this just an incredible meeting that I would encourage all of you to take some time. It wasn't cheap for us all to do what we did, hit some productivity problems, all the reasons we tell ourselves, right, that we can't do something. Oh, it's going to cost money. It's going to be a pain in the ass. Wife will be pissed if I leave town, whatever. That's all true. And that's all going to happen. But the cumulative benefit of getting away, getting just some distance from the day-to-day bullshit is where the magic is going to happen. So I encourage you to do that. Until then, get after it. And we'll see you next week on Friday Fails.